Lord, we thank you for this gathering.
Amen.
We are gathering into your name.
Amen.
Thank you, we are not living by bread alone.
Amen.
We live by every word proceeds out of your mouth.
Amen.
Lord, we just give this time to you.
Amen.
Pray your blood will cleanse us.
Amen.
Your anointing will flow from you,
Amen.
The anointed one,
Amen.
To the body,
Amen.
To all the members,
Amen.
That we may function in your body.
Amen.
Lord, we just praise you and thank you.
Amen.
We consecrate this time to you. And for your purpose.
Amen.
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Since this morning we read a lot of verses, the reason is we are reviewing Romans chapter 12 and chapter 13 and chapter 14. I always enjoy the reviewing because every time when we are going through a portion of the word, you know, we are not, sometimes we go from chapter to chapter, but sometimes we only go over a portion of the chapter. Every time when we go over a portion or a chapter, when we finish, I just realize it seems like I just touched the surface of that portion of the word. So when we have a reviewing, then I just feel that we have another chance to get into all the riches in the word.
Amen.
So I'm very thankful that we're going over not just one chapter, but three chapters. That's a lot of chapters to review. You know, when I prepare this, I still feel the same way. I still have much to, I need to spend even much more time to get into the word,
Amen.
To enjoy all the riches in these portions. You know, last time, when we were on the chapter 12, I really enjoyed that the book of Romans is parallel to the book of Exodus. Because the book of Romans is on the gospel of God, which is on the God's full salvation, to make sinners sons of God, to constitute the body of Christ with many living members. Those living members are just the sons of God. And this is like the book of Exodus, because God saved his people out of Egypt is for the purpose that they will enjoy God's full salvation and enjoy God's leading. So the children of Israel, after they came out of Egypt, they followed the Lord. There was the pillar of cloud and the pillars of fire. The clouds during the day and the fire in the night. And they enjoy very much God's provision of heavenly manna raining down from heaven, and also the living water out of the cliff rock. But God's full salvation is not just for salvation itself. It has its purpose. So the children of Israel, after they came out of Egypt, after they followed in the Lord and joined all God's rich provision, God's salvation is for the purpose that they will eventually be led to the mountain of God,
right,
and to receive God's revelation,
right,
to build the house of God on the earth.
Amen.
So today it's the same in the book of Romans. You know, the Lord has done so much from chapter 1 to chapter 8. We all were condemned, but Christ came to redeem us.
Right.
Even he himself became the propitiation cover.
Right.
The God in the Old Testament passing the sins of the Old Testament saints. But now in the New Testament, he redeemed us. He has forgiven our sins.
Right.
Even justified us.
Amen.
Even reconciled us.
Amen.
So this morning, we are not enemies of God.
Amen.
We are the redeemed ones.
Amen.
Even we are the ones reconciled back to God.
Amen.
Back to our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
So Romans 8 brought us all the way from sinners to the children of God.
Amen.
It's very clear. Amen. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit,
right,
that we are
children.
The children of God.
Amen.
Are we?
Yes.
We are.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But we are not only just children. Romans 8 also mentioned that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So the children also need to grow. So to be saved is not good enough. We all, after we got saved, we need to grow in the divine life.
Amen.
And Romans 8 even didn't stop at the sons of God.
Right.
He mentioned, as we are children, we are also heirs.
Amen.
God's desire is that we may inherit all that God is.
Amen.
All that Christ has accomplished, obtained and attained, should be our portion. But this is not for itself. This is for the God's purpose, for the body of Christ,
Amen.
For the church of Christ.
Yes.
So we come to Romans chapter 12, which is a portion on the body of Christ.
Right. Amen.
You know, while I was preparing, I enjoy in this portion of the word. Of course, this portion of the word concerning God's purpose on the body, on the church, is corporate. It's from chapter 12 to chapter 16. So five chapters in the book of Romans cover the matter of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And you know, in this portion of the word, in chapter 12, mentions something well-pleasing, you know. And in chapter 14, also mentioned the word well-pleasing.
Yeah.
You know, when we come to this portion, I just feel the Lord is happy.
Amen.
I'm happy.
Amen.
Because He is happy. Because we are coming to God's heart's desire.
Amen.
Salvation is to meet your need, my need. But God's has a heart's desire. And that's the purpose that He saved us.
Amen.
You know, that's the purpose we are here. You know, so I really enjoy the children of Israel. Eventually, they were brought to the mountain of God, build the house of God, so they can, you know, they can be in God, and God can be in their midst. And in the book of Romans, it's the same, you know. God brought us, you know, through God's full salvation, not only stop at the to become the children of God and the sons of God, but also he brought us to the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, which is if you read the context, the beginning of chapter 12, it mentioned that the will of God.
Amen. Yes.
The will of God. Of course, we apply it quite often to our individual experience, you know. What is the will of God for me, you know? What is the will of God for my the student, my schooling, or for my personal life, you know, in endeavoring? But the will of God is concerning God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
You know? And I enjoy these three words. The will of God is what? Is good and
well-pleasing.
Amen. And
perfect.
This is the will of God, you know. Quite often I remind myself, of course, we apply the will of God is for God's eternal purpose. But even when we ourselves in some kind of situations, this word is also very practical for us. Because God saved us for His purpose. So quite often in our individual life, you know, things happen. We may wonder why it happened. Sometimes some things are not pleasant. But God is using all the environment in order to bring us into His purpose. And His purpose is good and well-pleasing and perfect. So whatever happened to us, God arranged for you, for me. In fact, it's for His purpose. That things, quite often, we may feel, you know, not so good. But according to God's word, that is good.
Amen.
That is well-pleasing.
Amen.
And that is perfect.
Amen.
So thank the Lord for that. You know, this time when I go over this portion, I realize just like in the Old Testament, you know, when the children of Israel, they build God's tabernacle in the wilderness, and now God is in their midst. And when they build the tabernacle, they start serving. They start serving.
That's right.
And in chapter 12, he also brought in this matter. Of course, he mentioned that, you know, he mentioned the body, you know. In the beginning, there was, we present our bodies. You know, yesterday, when we were having a morning watch, a brother prayed. He prayed that we give our body for the body. We give our individual physical body for the corporate body of Christ.
Amen.
So Paul also mentioned, you know, he said, I exhort you through the compassions of God to present your bodies. Of course, we are many, so we have many bodies here. A living sacrifice.
Amen.
A living sacrifice, one sacrifice.
Right.
Holy and well-pleasing to God.
Amen.
So, if we see the context, from chapter 12 to chapter 14, it mentioned the body of Christ and it mentioned the kingdom of God. Or both referring to the church. The church is the body of Christ. We see very clearly in Ephesians chapter 1. The church is also God's kingdom. This is also mentioned in Ephesians. So when we present our bodies, is to practice the body life. You know, for the body life, body is the church. So in order to practice the church life, we need our bodies. So thank the Lord, you know, all the saints came this morning, our physical body are here. So we present ourselves individually, you know, our bodies. But corporately, we are one body.
Amen.
We present to the Lord. Of course, the body, according to the New Testament, it includes all the saved ones. And this morning, we are not all the saved ones, even not all the Christians in New York. But we are God's body, manifested, expressed in the city of New York City.
Amen.
So we are the expression of that one body in the universe, but expressed in each locality.
Amen.
in New York City. And this we'll see to the end of the book of Romans, and they mention about the local churches. And you know, in the Old Testament, when the tabernacle is built up, then the children of Israel, they start to serve.
Amen.
So when we come to the book of Romans in chapter 12, the body is mentioned here. And it also mentioned about serving.
Right.
You know, that's why we had a portion of the word in chapter 12 mentioned about in verse 12, 4 through 8, you know. Just as in one body we have many members, you know. I have one body, but I have all different members. But all the members do not have the same function. So it shows that the members are to function. Verse 5, he mentioned, we who are many are one body in Christ.
Amen.
So this refers to the body of Christ. We are one body in Christ. And individually, members one of another. Then right after this, he mentioned about the functions, you know, in the church, the functions in the body. You know, where the prophecy, those who prophesy, you know, or he who teaches in the teaching, or he who exhorts in the exhortation, or he who serves, be diligent in the service, be faithful in the service, or he who leads, be diligent in the leading, or he who gives in singleness,
right,
or he who shows mercy in cheerfulness. You know, this refers to all our functions. Of course, Paul didn't enumerate, you know, all the functions, because we all have different functions. But for us to be members, we need to function.
Amen.
Because God wants this body. You know, body is something, it's not just, you know, something like this table. You know, this table is a body of wood, right? But this, you know, has no life. The body of Christ is full of life.
Amen.
You know, this we see in chapter 8, you know. Once we got saved, our spirit is light. When we set our mind on the spirit, our mind is light. When we touch the Lord, He will give life even to our mortal bodies. So it shows that the body of Christ is full of life. And we as the members of the body of Christ should be full of life. And should be and body also needs all the members to function. So body is related to life. Body is also related to all the members in the body to function in order to build up the body of Christ. So this is very clear. But if you read the context, you'll realize these are functioning members, they are priests. You know, before I didn't realize this. They are priests. Because it mentioned about we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Sacrifice. If you read in the Old Testament, right away you will come up to your mind, the priests. You know, the priests are the ones offering sacrifices. And today, we are the New Testament priests. And we can offer up sacrifice. And it's very clear, you know, after chapter 12, 13, 14, chapter 15, then Paul mentioned, he himself is a priest. And he is a priest of the gospel. That the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable through the Holy Spirit. So the last week we had a gospel meeting. There were 16 that got baptized, and those saints or the saints were laboring in the gospel meeting. They were offering, they were offering this Gentiles, you know, to the law, acceptable. Because they have been sanctified. They have received the divine life. They have received the divine spirit into them. So today, sitting here, we're not just sons of God. We are not only just members of the body of Christ. We are also priests of God. We are here. We should be serving.
Amen.
And we should be ministering. Amen. To the Lord. And to one another.
Amen.
So thank the Lord. You know, this portion of the word is really precious. Revealed to us God's heart desire. And each one of us, we are, you know, according to Paul's epistles, everyone is indispensable.
Amen.
And every one of us, we are individually members of one another.
Right.
And we all have a portion. No one can replace the other person. You know, while I was sitting there, I'm just so thankful for every brother and every sister.
Amen.
When you pray differently, you know. But that's your portion. And that's the portion for all the saints.
Amen.
So thank the Lord we are here enjoying not just the Lord himself, but also everyone's portion.
Amen.
You know, I really thank the Lord that we can go over this portion of the word. And I'm also very thankful to the Lord, the Lord's table, you know. I feel whatever I share is just the Lord's table. Because the Lord's table, you mentioned about the song, mentioned about, lo, the holy table, right? It's full of what? Full of significance. So the body of Christ is in that table.
Yeah.
The bread not only signifies the Lord's physical body, also signifies his mystical body.
Right.
And that is all of us, you know. Also the mention about the victory, right? We sang the song, praise him,
right?
Christ is victor.
Amen.
And this portion in chapter 13, it did mention, you know, authority and mention the warfare, you know, put on the weapons of light, you know, even put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
For what? To fight the spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And we see very clearly in all the hymns, it mentioned that the victory is already won.
Amen.
We are here celebrating Christ's victory.
Amen.
You know, so the body is here, the warfare is here, and the kingdom is here.
Wow.
You know,
Amen.
Kingdom. Well, it mentioned in the hymns that we are expecting the kingdom.
Right.
Of course, it refers to the coming kingdom, but there is aspect that the kingdom is an age. After the church age is the kingdom age. But there's also another aspect, that is the church today is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Because in Romans 14:17, it mentioned about the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So thank the Lord, you know, all these are reality to us. They are not just something, words. You know, in chapter 12, it mentioned about the body. Then in chapter 13, it mentioned about the authority. We need to be subject to the authority over us. And it's very interesting. It mentioned those who are having the authority, they are the servants of God. You know, they are the slaves of God. And so we need to subject to them. But then after that, he mentioned in chapter 13, he mentioned about love.
Yes.
Love. You know. When I was reading this portion of the word, I was reminded that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he mentioned about body. You know, in one spirit, we were all baptized
right.
into one spirit to be the one body.
Right.
Then in chapter 14, he mentioned about the building up of the body. Because he mentioned about he who prophesied builds up the church. Then in chapter 13, it mentioned about love. So usually we say there's a sandwich, you know, the body in chapter 12, and the building up of the church in chapter 14. Then there's a love in between.
Right.
So for the church life, we need to have the building. We also need to have love. In fact, the church is built up in love.
Amen.
And when I read this portion of the word in chapter Romans chapter 12, 13, 14, and it's also mentioned. Chapter 12 is concerning the body. And chapter 14 is concerning the kingdom. It's still the church. And in between, there's a love in chapter 13, right? Chapter 13, you mentioned about love is the fulfillment of the law. And it also mentioned that we should owe nothing to anyone except to love one another.
Amen.
And he who loves the other has fulfilled the law. So I enjoyed this very much. Then afterwards, I spent a little time to read chapter 12 and 14. I mentioned even in both chapter 12 and 13, he also mentioned love. So for the church life, we need to build up the body of Christ. We also need to have love. Lastly, I just want to mention one thing that, of course, we all know we need to love one another. But sometimes we are not able to love one another, you know. Because you can love certain ones, and certain ones you may not love. Because they are not to your taste. What should we do?
Yeah.
Only God is love.
Yeah.
So whatever love you mention is not your love.
Right.
It's God's love.
Amen.
It's in the principle when Paul mentioned in chapter 12, I exhort you therefore, through the compassions of God.
Right.
So Paul was exhorting the saints, not by himself, not something out of himself, but through the compassions of God. It's the same principle. For us to love one another, to fulfill the law, it's not by our love. If we cannot love, I think I just realized I need to go to the Lord. Because he is the one can love.
Right.
I'm not the one can love. So we need to spend time with the Lord. Later on we'll sing a hymn, and that hymn are many words concerning the body, and at the end it mentioned eating Jesus is the way.
Right.
So if we enjoy, receive the Lord every day,
right.
unconsciously one day you will realize you can love the brother you cannot love before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is not you love, but it's the brother. It is the law in you loving others. You know, concerning chapter 14, it mentioned concerning in the kingdom, we need to receive one another, you know. And especially it mentioned about those who are weak in faith, receive.
Right.
So it's not just kind of general receiving. It mentioned about those who are weak in faith, receive.
Right.
Then it mentioned about the matter of eating. You know, some eat only vegetables, and others feel all. You can eat everything. So those who are weak eat only vegetables. But those who are strong, he eats everything. So Paul mentioned about those who are weak, if you only eat vegetables, don't judge the one who eats everything. And the one who eats everything, don't despise the one who only eats vegetables. But one thing impressed me very much. Then later on, of course, it applies to days, you know.
Yeah.
But these days are not our secular, you know, special days. Today is a special day, is it? Lord's Day, yeah. But anyway, my point is, after Paul mentioned about eating, drinking, and keeping the days, he mentioned that those who keep the days keep to the law.
Yes, yes.
And those who eats,
right,
eats to the law.
Right.
And those who does not eat, he also does not eat to the law.
Yeah.
So whether we eat or we don't eat, we are the Lord's.
Right.
Because we give thanks to him.
Yeah.
So the point is, Paul in mentioning the special matters of receiving and not receiving, eventually he leads to a kind of living.
Yes.
So it's not just, you know, individual things, but rather our living should be a living to the law.
Amen.
And there's a striking verse we are all very familiar with Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God. But in verse 18, there's a very interesting it's a very interesting verse.
Yeah.
Imagine 17 mentioned, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. 18, for he who serves Christ in this, serve Christ in what? In living a life of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So again, it's a matter of living. In fact, to serve in the body is not just, you know, in the occasion. Of course, the church meeting provides us the occasion that we can prophesy to build up the church. But even our daily living, if our living is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, all three, in fact, just triune God. Only God is righteous. Christ, who is he himself, is our peace, and the joy is the Holy Spirit. So when we enjoy the triune God, we live a life. In fact, that is our service. Because he mentioned, he who serves Christ in this is well-pleasing to God and approved by man. So thank the Lord. What we need is not just doing certain things. All we need is just to live. We just need to eat the law. He who eats me shall live because of me.
Amen.
So we can serve the law by our normal daily living.
Amen.
Of course, when we come together, we all need to release our portion.
Right.
Because we are members of one another.
Amen.
And every one of us, we have a portion in the body of Christ.
Amen.
To convey the riches that the Lord has installed into us to other members.
Right.
Then the body will be built up.
Amen.
So thank the Lord for this rich portion.
Amen.
That we all can enjoy and also minister to one another.
Amen.
Okay, I'll stop here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, it's a matter of living.
Amen.
What kind of living do we have?
Yeah.
We have several important announcements. Please listen.
Amen.
First of all, we want to greet all the visitors and all the new ones.
Amen.
You might say, oh, wait a minute. What are you going to do with me? We want to acknowledge.
Amen.
We want to recognize you.
Yeah.
So if you're new, if this is the first time you're here, would you please stand up? And if somebody brought you, let them stand up with you. So let's see, who's here? Ah, good. Can we have your name? What's your name? Oh. Good. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Anyone else? The last couple of Lord's Days, we have several. Okay.
We have visitors.
Yeah, any visitors from other churches?
Amen.
Ah. Good. Go ahead.
My name is Jared. I'm visiting from the church in Los Angeles.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good. What else?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Welcome.
He was in New York.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think we need to practice a little more. We're not very enthusiastic. We should be happy to have new ones and visitors. We should welcome them.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So we now have the video training registration. Please don't wait till it's too late. Sign up and now. We also want to let all the saints know that we need to empty the parking lot as soon as possible so that it will be ready for the wedding at 4 o'clock. Then we have a special announcement concerning next Saturday. Next Saturday would be a Chinese-speaking blending meeting.
Amen.
Well, there's lots of blending meetings. But this is a blending meeting of the whole New York City.
Amen.
We need more of that in the other languages, too. So it will start on Saturday at 10 a.m. and finish Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. And now, let us sing hymn 1226, 1226. And while we're singing, we can go to the language meetings. And then it's your turn to share. Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Eating Jesus is the way.
Amen.
I enjoyed our brother putting these three words on these.